Indigenous activists and environmentalists have descended upon Washington, D.C., demanding President Joe Biden take greater action to curb climate change. Organizers say 155 people were arrested as they made their demands heard. John Beards is one of the organizers. He spoke at the rally in front of the White House.
We gathered here today to send a message to the man in that big White House that we want him to stop the use of fossil fuels, declare a climate emergency. And so we're here to say that it's time to move in a different direction, to break free from fossil fuels. This is about the people versus fossil fuels. It's not about politics, it's about people.
It's part of a week of action called People versus Fossil Fuels. Organizers are asking the president what side he's on in the fight for climate justice. They're bringing to issue the many fossil fuel infrastructure projects in the works, demanding he stop them and declare a climate emergency. Projects like the Mountain Valley Pipeline, a 303-mile fracked gas pipeline whose proposed route stretches across Appalachia, and the Willow Master Development Plan in Alaska that includes up to 337 miles of pipelines in the Arctic, 5 drill sites, hundreds of miles of roads, and a gravel pit mine. Nari Toler is Inupiat from the Western Arctic Reserve, also known as the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska. She says her village of 500 people is already impacted by oil development and a gravel pit mine.
They have blasts every night at 6 p.m. You can see cracks in the walls. This is mental torture for them. They have black bone marrow in the caribou. They've got mold in the fish. They've got respiratory issues that are happening that the health aide watched it happen. She spoke up about it. She speaks out about it. And because of lateral violence, because of intimidation, because of the people who are making the money silencing her, she doesn't want to speak out anymore. She's scared. You know, it's heartbreaking. It's heart-wrenching. These rare cancers that are happening in our village.
Dozens of indigenous activists and allies also rallied outside the Army Corps of Engineers office, demanding an environmental impact statement for the newly completed Line 3 oil pipeline that's pumping crude oil and already leaking chemicals into the Mississippi River, according to Ron Tierney of the Bear Clan with the White Earth Nation and the Indigenous Environmental Network. He displayed photos of what he says are frack outs. That's when fracking fluid seeps into the ground. He says in addition to the 27 frack outs along the pipeline in Minnesota that's been documented, he's documented 4 new ones.
This is 7 miles from the headwaters of the Mississippi. About 2 weeks ago, there was a heavy rainfall, and we have chemicals coming up, fresh drill mud. This drill mud is rising daily. Then after 2 or 3 days, it turns into a light brown, and after about 4 or 5, it turns into a rust-colored oxidized sludge. This is your Mississippi River. This is coming downriver to 28 million people. They depend on this river for water, clean water, all our businesses, all our people, all our farms. And here's the drill mud they left behind and said they cleaned up. If you guys ain't gonna come to the Mississippi River and see the mess, we're gonna bring it here.
Activists also say developers punctured at least 2 aquifers of drinking water and contaminated them. They're demanding the Army Corps of Engineers take action to stop the contamination. The week of action comes as a new report from Oil Change International shows that if the Biden administration moves ahead with 21 major fossil fuel infrastructure projects that are currently under federal review, they would release emissions equivalent to adding 316 new coal-fired power plants in the U.S., more than are currently operating. That's nearly 20% of the greenhouse gas emissions the U.S. released in 2019. In the last 2 days, nearly 300 activists have been arrested demanding a climate emergency be declared, according to organizers. And they say more actions are planned in the coming days at the nation's capital. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.